experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Bradenton Marauders and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Bradenton Marauders. The 2024 Bradenton Marauders season continues to roll on from coast to coast, all across the Sunshine State. This is the Bradenton Marauders Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Marauders Pregame Show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
And a top of the morning to you, wherever you're listening, here to the Bradenton Marauders Pregame Show. Marauders and Flying Tigers getting ready for game two of six this week with a day baseball game this morning from Leacon Park in Bradenton, Florida. Thomas and Zarella, rest of our entire crew, so happy you could join us. Grab your coffee, grab your whatever beverage you want to, and sit down for some Marauders baseball because you never know what you'll see at the ballpark here today. Yesterday, Marauders won on a walk-off grand slam by Shalene Polanco, the second walk-off grand slam in franchise history. Marauders end up winning 6-5 in 10 innings. Antoine Kelly got the no decision, but threw the ball well. Five strikeouts in five and two-thirds scoreless innings. Mike Walsh tossed two scoreless. And again, the Marauders scored four in the 10th, the win. And so they have knocked Lakeland down from the first place position to second. Clearwater winning yesterday. And so the Threshers have the inside track right now on the first half championship, have a half a game lead on Lakeland. Marauders today look to win their fourth straight game. They send the righty Carlson Reed of the Hill, their ace, 4-2 with a 1.99 ERA this season. Claverth Perez is the opener for Lakeland. No wins, no losses, and a 2.45 ERA this year. We come back here on the pregame show. We'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard to get you ready for a busy day in the Florida State League and across the Pittsburgh Pirates organization. That's next year on the Marauders pregame show on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Leacon Park here on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. Marauders and Flying Tigers squaring off in the second of this six-game series. It's the penultimate game of the first half of the 2024 Florida State League season. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard as we start with the visitors and just around the FSL here this morning and this afternoon, because we do have some day baseball games going on today. Obviously here in Bradenton, But actually, we'll start on the Pirate system. Pittsburgh today, the big league club. They are at 12:35 start time. Hunter Green for the Reds goes against Mitch Keller. That is going to be a fantastic pitching matchup today up at PNC Park. We'll be checking in on that one throughout the day. Triple A Indianapolis, they don't play till 7:05 tonight. Braxton Ashcraft makes his second start in Triple A. He was really good in his first one. They're at home right now, taking on the Iowa Cubs. They won yesterday, looking for two straight wins to start their week. Double A Altoona, 6:35 for his pitch. Drake Fellows on the hill against Trace Bright for the Bowie Bay Sox. And then in High A Greensboro, they're also playing a afternoon game, 12 p.m. for his pitch. Baron Stewart goes for the Hudson Valley Renegades against Wilbur Dotel. Grasshoppers have a half a game lead right now on the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, the Phillies High A affiliate. Then the Complex League, they are completing a suspended game from yesterday at Pirate City at 11 a.m., so about 9 minutes from now, top of the fifth inning, Orioles have a 4-1 lead. In the Florida State League, the Marauders aren't the only afternoon game going on today. Honestly, more than half are day baseball games. Dunedin, 11 a.m. first pitch against Daytona. Jerron Watts-Brown gets the ball for the DJs. And then St. Lucie hosting Fort Myers at 1:10 p.m. with Jupiter taking on Clearwater at 6:30 before Palm Beach pays a visit to Tampa at 6:30 as well. How the standings shake out currently right now, really it's a great finish for the first half. You couldn't ask for anything better in both the East Division and the West. In the West Division, talked about it off the top, but a half a game lead now for Clearwater. They have jumped ahead of Lakeland. They have won five straight games, and so are currently in first place with two games left to go. In the East Division, it is a tie for first between Jupiter and Palm Beach, 36-28 against Jupiter. He's at home against Clearwater, so that is a really intriguing series there at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, and then Palm Beach is on the road in Tampa. So it's interesting, too, by the fact that Lakeland is playing a morning game here, and so they basically have to win. That is their main goal today. Obviously, it's your goal every day, but more important today than other day because you don't know what Clearwater is going to do. You don't want to wait around and see what happens because if Clearwater wins today and Lakeland loses, Threshers win the first half, they'd be up a game and a half with just one game left. So, major implications and a lot of storylines here today in the Florida State League, and we start right here at Lecom Park with a massive one for both sides. When we come back here, we'll get lineups and the anthem. That's next year on the Marauders pregame show on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Smokey the Bear. Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test, starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
And welcome back to the Bradenton Marauders pregame show as we get you set up for game two on this 11 a.m. first pitch, about 5 minutes from now. Let's get to the starting nine for both sides. We start with the visitors in Lakeland. Shortstop Kevin McGonigal hits leadoff, followed by the center fielder and the lefty, Max Clark. And Water Valencia bats third and does the catching. The DH hitting cleanup is Jose De La Cruz. Patrick Lee, right fielder, hits fifth. Samuel Heal, second baseman, bats sixth. In the seventh spot, it's the third baseman, Clayton Campbell. Danioris De La Cruz, the first baseman, hits eighth, and switching left fielder David Smith rounds out the starting nine for the Lakeland Flying Tigers. They have an opener today. Claverth Perez, the lefty, gets the baseball. Is no wins, no losses, and a 2.45 ERA this season for Perez, who is making his fifth appearance. Quickly, 1-9 for the Marauders. Second baseman, Delgado. Almore Alfonso does the catching, hits second. Esblin Valdez, the right fielder, hits third. Polanco batting cleanup and playing left field. Eddie Rodriguez, the DH, followed by Emmanuel Torero, the center fielder, who hits in the sixth spot. Axio Plaz plays first and bats seventh. Rivas is a shortstop, hitting eighth. And switching third baseman, Wesley Zapata, rounds out the starting nine. Carlson Reed gets the baseball today, 4-2 with a 1.99 ERA this year. Marauders take the field in their home white uniforms. National Anthem coming up. This has been the Marauders pregame show. First pitch on the other side on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Tell your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lecombe Park on Saturday, July 20th.
Let's go! Woo!
It's time for the future Pirate Stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now, back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Marauders, Thomas Zinzarella.
Good morning from Lecombe Park in Bradenton, Florida. It's camp day as the Bradenton Marauders and the Lakeland Flying Tigers battle in the second game of this six-game series, the penultimate game of the first half of the 2024 Florida State League season. With that, we say again, good morning, hello. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Marauders Broadcast Network as Carlson Reed gets the baseball today for the Bradenton Marauders, the opening day starter, and a reshuffled rotation this week. Reed 4-2 with a 1.99 ERA this season, making his 12th start, 12th appearance against 1-9. That goes as follow again. McGonigal, Clark, and Valencia lead things off here in the top of the first inning. Marauders coming off a walk-off grand slam last night in the 10th inning, and so looking to win their second straight game. Lakeland, they have are now half a game behind in Clearwater in the standings, and so they have to win today. Trying to see what happens with the Threshers. If Lakeland loses, Clearwater wins. It's a Threshers first half championship. So McGonigal, the lefty, climbs in Marauders in their home whites this morning. Navy blue tops, gray pants for Lakeland. Righty Reed spins and fires home. First pitch is a fastball high for ball one. And we're off and running right on time at 11 a.m. Reed, a deep breath. And the one ball pitch is tapped right at home plate and barehanded foul by Alfonso in the batter's box. It's 1-1. Game time temperature is 87 degrees. A wind blowing at 13 miles an hour in from right center once again. Reed set from the belt. Working from the first base side. The 1-1. Fastball on the ground right side. Delgado bobbles after he shuffled to his. Right recovers, has time and puts away McGonigal. One down. So the one out, base empty, top one off and running here on Camp Day. Let's go to the defense this afternoon. Start on the outfield left to right, Shalene Polanco, Emmanuel Torero, and Esblin Valdez. Zapata's at third, Rivas and Delgado up the middle with Plaza at first, and Alfonso doing the catching. There's another lefty, Max Clark, who digs in for his pitch. It's a fastball outside for ball one. Wind pattern was blowing in like this yesterday, but even with a bit more pace, and that's why as 1-0, Clark fouls it off at home plate. It's 1-1. Why a little surprising that it was a walk-off grand slam. The Marauders hit two home runs on the day in an evening where the ball was not flying out. Those were their only two extra base hits yesterday. One ball, one strike, the pitch. And a fastball just low for ball two. Max Clark, the Detroit Tigers' number two prospect in their system. 2-1. And that's taken at the knees, a called strike. And so the count evens, two balls and two strikes, hitting 281 this season, playing in his 55th ball game. Six doubles, two triples, and four home runs with 42 RBIs, which is at the top of the FSL standings, 2-2. Swinging a high pop-up, twisting in the air, left side. Zapata out in foul territory, makes the catch at foul ground. Nice job by Zapata as he puts it away. Not an easy ball for Wesley to get after. He's playing third base and traveling straight back down the left field line. And he's got it for the second out. So two quick ones here in the top of the first. No score. Eduardo Valencia, the right-hand hitting catcher, steps in against the righty Carlson Reed, 21-year-old, native of just outside Atlanta in Marietta. Fourth round pick by the Pirates last year out of West Virginia. First pitch to Valencia is a slider outside for ball one. Reed with the best ERA on the team. Unqualified pitchers. Slaughter's outside again, and Valencia doesn't fish after it. It's 2-0. Started last Thursday for Bradenton in a suspended contest. 2-0. And that's taken at the knees for a call and strike with an off speed. It's a three pitch mix. He throws fastball, changeup, and a slaughter. 2-1. Fastball rolled foul. And the count's even, two balls and two strikes. Looking for his first strikeout, has 64 of them on the season, coming in at 49 and two-thirds. He's walked 28 with opponents hitting .177 off of him this year. 2-2. And that's high with a heater. Full count here on Valencia with Jose De La Cruz on deck. This 1-9 has not been tinkered very much here from last night. The payoff, swinging a number right in front of home plate. It's fielded in fair territory. As Valencia wasn't running down, Alfonso puts him away. It's a 1-2-3 first inning. Half an inning gone, no score. We come back to Lecom Park on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lecom Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. acronym stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Bottom one, no score between Lakeland and Bradenton here from Lecom Park. Connor Delgado, Omar Alfonso, and Esmalin Valdez. Two up here against the lefty opener in Clayworth Perez. Stands on top, middle part of the rubber. And Delgado flipping around, switch hitter batting right. Perez using every second of the pitch clock here. First pitch is swung on, popped up behind him. Valencia didn't track it at first, but it doesn't matter. It's out of play. I think he thought the ball was gone right off the bat. Ended up hanging around, but then the wind took it, and it sailed backwards. Nothing in one here is a 24-year-old Clayburn Perez, native of Venezuela. The 0-1. Swinging a weak pop-up shallow left center. McGonigal ranges out and comes to a stop and makes the grab. One gone as Perez retires the first batter here. Omar Alfonso. Perez has split time between Lakeland and High A West Michigan. Made 14 appearances in the Midwest League, went 4-0 with a 3.31 ERA. First pitch to lefty Alfonso as a fastball in the outer half called strike. This year, his fifth appearance, though, in Lakeland, a 2.45 ERA with a hold and a save. The 0-1, and Alfonso takes to the knees to call a strike on a bending slider. It's 0-2. Was reassigned back on June 10th here to Lakeland. But he started the year in Lakeland. As the 0-2 is punched foul, stay alive. Made two appearances against the Marauders, both them scoreless outings, ending in a third combined. Strikeout and a hit allowed. It was after that series that he was called up. 0-2 is a ground ball left side. Campbell shuffles to his left, fields, and sidearm tosses across. Two gone. Well, let's get the defense for you. Start on the outfield left to right. David Smith, Max Clark, and Patrick Leeson right. Lennon Campbell's at third base, you just saw. Kevin McGonigal, Samuel Keel up the middle with Denurys De La Cruz at first. Eduardo Valencia does the catching here in game two. First pitch to Esmerlin Valdez is taken down low for a ball, and off speed it's 1-0. No score, bottom one. Nobody on the 1-0. Swinging a ball roped down the left field line, base hit. Rolls in towards the corner. Smith cuts it off. Valdez chunking for second base. Throw to second base is off target. And Esmalin Valdez with a two-out double here in the first inning. Well, that awakens a lot of the campers here today, about 1,000 of them. Valdez at second base with a two-out double. Brings up the lefty, Shalane Polanco, who was the hero yesterday. Lefty batter against the lefty, Perez. Opening pitch. Swinging a foul off the mask of Valencia for strike one. And for those who maybe did not tune in yesterday, well, you missed out on a wild ending. Shalene Polanco had a walk-off grand slam in the ninth inning. It was the second career walk-off granny in franchise history. The 0-1, and Polanco takes called strike on the fastball at 92. It's 0-2. Polanco this year, now 11 doubles, 7 home runs, and 31 RBIs. He is the team leader in RBIs, now surpassing Valdez, who did drive one home yesterday, 0-2. And Polanco takes a fastball outside for a ball. While the kids making some noise in the lower bowl right now. Behind home plate up the first base side, 1-2. And Polanco takes a called third strike. That ends the first inning after a two-out double from Valdez. Nothing afterwards. No score to the second we had on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Top of the second inning, no score on camp day as the righty Carlson Reed faces 4, 5, and 6 as first pitch to Jose De La Cruz is caught on a missed at for strike one. Reed, 14 total pitches, a 1-2-3 top of the first inning. Pair of ground outs and a pop out, the 0-1. And De La Cruz takes outside with a slider, it's 1-1. Oh, Reed probably had his best start of his season so far and in his young career. Last Thursday, the 1-1, and bounces in with a breaking ball. It's 2-1. Well, not only did he go 5 scoreless, 1 walk, 3 hits, and 8 strikeouts, which he's done that right now. The last 2 starts, 2-1, and fastball sails, 3-1. But in terms of just throwing strikes, he had only thrown 12 balls about halfway through that 5th inning, which he did walk a guy, did lose his zone a little bit. It's 3-1, punched into right field, base hit. De La Cruz with the first hit today for Lakeland. It's a single to right. Start this second inning. But Carlson Reed, obviously the numbers, they tell you, he has been excellent this season. Start at Lakeland was probably one of his not-so-great ones. He walked 4, struck out 4, gave up 2 runs on 3 hits in 3 innings, but Patrick Lee, the righty. He takes a fastball outside for ball one. Even when Reed has had quote-unquote bad starts, those are the bad ones where he has foot traffic out there, but he works around him, and that's what good starters have to do and good pitchers have to do, and he's done it. A 1-0, and that's taken low. 2-0 to the righty Lee playing right field today. You can tell Reed he's used to that was a closer at West Virginia last year. And the Pirates now make him into a starter, 2-0. That's off the play with a fastball, 3-0. Throws a low to mid-90s fastball. It's sitting about 93 today. A good changeup and a good sweeper slider. 3-0. And fastball is off the plate outside, ball four. First two men reach in the second inning for Lakeland. And now here's Samuel Heal, the second baseman. Rodgers scored first in last night's contest in the third inning. Antoine Kelly looks excellent once again. Look to second base and the pitch home. Breaking ball, cue shot, right side. Delgado in the hole. Fields throws on the run from shallow right, only plays the first. And so a productive out for Heal. He moves two runners over, and with one out in the inning, it's Clayton Campbell's turn. Trying to drive in the game's opening run. Lakeland and Bradenton in the regulation nine only put up a pair of runs each. And first pitch, the righty Heal. As a slider whipped out and missed for strike one. Campbell as well had his 21 on game on Bay Street come to an end yesterday. It was 0 for 5. Just 2 for his last 21. Ready set for the belt and works home. A slider fouled off at home plate. As that cut off, Fonso for strike two. De La Cruz at third, Patrick Lee's at second base with one out in the second inning. Reed could really use a strikeout here. 0-2. Fastball outside of 94. Well, the one thing for Reed this year is that he's had 49 and two-thirds innings coming in. He's currently on an 11-inning scoreless inning streak as well. But he's thrown more innings this year than he did in all last year in college. 1-2, and that's too tall. Last year, 38 innings at West Virginia. Pitched another three outings for the West Virginia Black Bears and the Trenton Thunder in the MLB Draft League, and then seven innings last year for the FCL Pirates. 2-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. And the count runs full. The seven-hole batter and Clayton Campbell. Yuri's De La Cruz is awaiting on deck. Has a 3-2. Low for ball four. And so the bases are loaded. A single and two walks in this half inning have loaded them up for De La Cruz. Mound visit here as Omar Alfonso goes out. Axel Plaza, first baseman to join. It's a big day for Lakeland. The loss yesterday set him back half a game in second place right now in the first half. This is the penultimate game. Tomorrow is the last day of the first half of the season. Threshers have a half a game lead, and they don't play until 6:30 tonight. They take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. So a big day here for Lakeland. They want to win and see what happens. If they lose, Threshers win today. That's it. They'll be a game and a half back with one game left and eliminated winning the first half. De La Cruz first pitch, and he watches a fastball called strike of the knees. Yesterday, Lakeland just 3 for 15, hitting with runners in scoring position. Chance here with one out, bases full, no score, top two. The 0-1. That's a fastball low. It's 1-1. Two different De La Cruzes on the roster. This is Den Uries. He's a catcher slash first baseman. This year hitting 263 with no home runs, six RBIs. 1-1. And he fans on a fastball bottom of the zone for strike two. Reed's last two starts has struck out 17 across 10 innings. Looking for one here with one gone. And a base full. Righty sets, 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. And the slider gets him. That's a great time to pick up your first strikeout for Carlson Reed. Uses that breaking ball. He's gotten so many hitters on this season. So a 2 outs, the infield. Still can go to any base here with the base full. In the top of the second inning. David Smith, switch hitting outfielder, batting ninth today. As he did yesterday as well, first pitch. And he takes a changeup for a called strike. Changeup that starts right out of lefty and it finished right on the inside corner. Around the belt, the 0-1. Fastball broken, bat comebacker right off of Reed. He knocks it down, underhand flip to first base, and that's the inning. Carlson Reed sacrifices body like a goalie, and he works around a base full one-out situation in the second. 1.5 gone, no score here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
First pitch in the southpaw, Claver Perez, Teddy Rodriguez is flown in the air. Twisting down the right field line, Patrick Lee chasing after along with a pair of others, and they run out of real estate. It's off the side netting for strike one. Well, Lakeland had a golden opportunity. One out, base is empty. They couldn't get a run across. This is credit to Carlson Reed. Working around that jam. Lincoln 0-for-3 with runners in scoring position today. Marauders had one chance in the first inning, a two-out double from Esmalin Valdez. And Blanco struck out looking to end that inning. The 0-1 from Perez is fouled back on a changeup. It's 0-2. Any this season, getting 215 in 36 contests, five doubles, a home run, and 13 driven in. He did not play in the first meeting, the 0-2. And that's a fastball high. Rodriguez started the year on the injured list and then was activated. On April 24th, ground ball right back to Perez. Hits off him towards second. Hill, bare hands, no throw. He dropped it. And so a soft ground ball ends up with the Marauders second hit today. It's a leadoff single for Eddie Rodriguez. So leadoff man on here in the second for Emmanuel Torero. Now we score bottom two here at Lee Comm Park on this 11 a.m. special first pitch. Perez working from the stretch from the belt, opening pitch home, and Terrell pounds and fouled on the left side out of play. Rodgers did play an Education Day game. That's when the kids were still in school back in April on 17th against Daytona here at Lee Comm. Perez sets 0-1 and swinging a foul off Valencia, the catcher, at 0-2. That was a ball game that was a wild one as well. Rodgers won on a walk-off sack fly from Gerald Toledo, won 4-3 in 12 innings. Neither side scored a run until the 11th. 0-2, and that's taken for a ball outside. The only 11 a.m. start that Bradenton has played in this season came in Lakeland at Joker Barton Stadium on April 11th. That was an Education Day game. 1-2. Swinging a ball line foul, first base side. Rodgers do have two camp day games this season at Lee Comm Park. The other taking place on July 10th against Jupiter. I'm not sure about the road schedule, but I know St. Lucie will play some Wednesday afternoon games at 110, so Marauders pay a visit there in August, part of a 12-week road swing. 1-2, and that's taken just a hair low to Torero. Torero activated off the injured list in the last homestand, playing in his ninth game, is 3-for-29 to start with a home run and 5 RBIs. 2-2, and that's taken outside on a slider. It's 3-2. Torero had a grand slam last week. Marauders, that's the one funny thing. They've got two grand slams in their last five contests. They had just one in their first about 50. Toss to first. And Rodriguez, a headlong dive back in safely. Rez sets, runner in motion, 3-2 is cut on a miss for strike three. Throw to second base is off the glove of McGonigal. And so a stolen base for Perez or Rodriguez. But Perez does get Torero, two strikeouts. And with one out runner on for Axial Plaz. No score, bottom two with the runner on second base now. Bradenton a chance to get on the scoreboard here as Axel Plaz, who came in as a pinch hitter last night, steps to the right side today. First pitch, swinging a pop foul behind to him out of play for strike one. Plaz is here hitting 229 in 22 games played in. Two doubles, five home runs, and 14 RBIs. He's got two of the three longest home runs on the season hit by any batter in the Florida State League. Had one on Sunday that went 449 feet. The 0-1, that's changeup low by Perez. It's 1-1. Here's a lefty tossing in the bullpen to left field. Not sure how long Lakeland was going to have Perez go. He's at 25 pitches currently. 1-1. That's in tight as Plaz scoots out of the way of it. It's 2-1. Jake Miller is slated to follow as well. 2-1, and Plaz drives it well out towards deep left field. Smith back. He's at the wall. It's gone. Axial Plaz with his sixth home run of the season and just his 23rd game played. It's a 2-0 Marauders advantage. Boy, this 18-year-old kid just continues to shine since his call-up about a month ago from the complex. First pitch to Javier Rivas. He shows bunt, pulls it back. And on the appeal of the first, Dylan Rees, our first base umpire today, says he held up. For Plaz, that was a 410-foot home run, 105.7 miles an hour off the bat. And the 1-0 is taken high with a fastball. It's 2-0. A 2-0. Marauders lead in the second with one out, bases empty. Got a two-ball count here on Javi, the pitch. Swing and a fly ball to center. Clark throws it, now sidesteps back. He stops and makes the grab at deep center. Two gone. So the base is empty, two outs. Was he Zapata, nine-hole hitter for Bradenton today. He's a starting third baseman. First pitch to him from the right side as he fans on a fastball, 92 on the outer half for strike one. Marauders have now hit a home run 11 in their last 12 games. As Zapata takes a fastball high, it's 1-1. They come in today with the most home runs in single A in the month of June with 20. 1-1. And that's called strike on the outer half. It's 1-2. Marauders hit 20 home runs in the month of May, which was the second most in the FSL. 1-2. Swinging a ground ball to first. De La Cruz down on E, takes to the bag. And that's the inning. Marauders with a home run. A two-run shot by Axel Plaz. 2-0 the third we had on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center.
Was the second most in the
chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology, and with a comprehensive stroke certification and healthcare facilities accreditation program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Wednesday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration. As the Marauders take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Get there early as the first 1,500 fans in the ballpark will receive a Marauders patriotic t-shirt. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Gates open at 5 p.m., but you can grab your tickets now visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Boy, this 18-year-old kid just continues to
bring
shine.
Lecom Park wherever you go. See, with MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
Two nothing Bradenton as we enter the top of the third inning. On a home run from Axel Plaz in the last half. Here's Kevin McGonigal, leadoff man, first pitch as he tomahawks on the ground. First base side, foul ball. Plaz with a dive, he knocked it down. But boy, that was a funky hop near the first base bag. And it is strike one. Now the leadoff hitter for Lakeland. Carlson Reed, two scoreless, worked around a base loaded one out jam in the last half inning. The 0-1. And that's inside with a breaking ball. It's 1-1. Now last inning, though, through 22 pitches, just 10 strikes, though. And the 1-1. That bounces in towards the backstop. It's 2-1. Martin the Marauder making his way up the first base bleacher side right now, catching the attention of all the campers in attendance today. 2-1. Swinging a fly ball. That's barreled well out towards left center. Terrell chasing it back. He won't get there. and rolls up against the fence. McGonigal heading for third base as it throws into Lake. Kevin McGonigal with a triple to start the third. That's his third three-bagger of the season. As Lakeland looks to chip right away at this deficit. Runner on third, and nobody out in the third inning for Max Clark. These are two of the top young, bright prospects in the Detroit Tigers store. Clark number two, McGonigal right behind him. He's at third right now. First pitch, and Clark takes outside on a changeup for ball one. Both are in the top 100. McGonigal's number four prospect in the order. Jace Young is number three. And a 1-0, swing and a miss. It's 1-1. You look at the top, that's even six or so in the Tigers' org, according to MLB Pipeline. Boy, these are some highly touted prospects in the Tigers' org. There's one of them already up in the big leagues. 1-1. Swinging a pop-up behind to him. Alfonso sheds the mask, but it's into the seats out of play. Ty Madden, who was a compensatory pick back in 2021, is in AAA right now. Eight starts. Not good numbers so far, but he's a number five prospect. And then Justin Henry-Malloy was originally an Atlanta Braves draft pick. Got him in a trade from the Braves and has two home runs so far, first 13 games. 1-2, Clark rolls it foul, first base side. And then again, the top three, Jackson Jobes, the number one prospect in high A right now. Or now in, spent some time in double A. 1-2, and that's high. County Bits 2-2. He was the third overall pick back in 21. And Clark, the third overall draft pick last year, is at the plate right now. He's 19 years of age. 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three, and Reed gets him. Second strikeout for Carlson Reed. One gone in the third. Here's Kevin McGonigal. Or Eduardo Valencia. I need my coffee this morning or something. 2-0, Bradenton top of the third. These 11 a.m. are our killer for the sleep schedule in the minor leagues. Here's Valencia for his pitch, and that's barreled on the ground. Backing it by Delgado with the infield in. That's going to score a run, though. Only plays to first, and so it's a 2-1 ball game. As a run scores on the RBI grounded out, but that ball was scalded off the bat of Valencia. Well, base is empty. The run in, 2-1. In the top of the third. Jose De La Cruz, the righty hitter. First pitch. And a fastball. That's it. Well out towards left. Polanco backing up. He's at the fence. It kicks off the wall. De La Cruz chugs in the second with a stand-up double. That's the second hit this half inning. Both have gone for extra bases. Jose De La Cruz, a guy in the first meeting, was a Marauder killer. Hit the ball hard every time he was at the plate back in Lakeland in April. Runner on second base, two gone. Reed just looking to get out of this inning anymore unscathed. Patrick Lee, the righty hitter. Reed sets, look to second, and delivers. Slider down and out of the zone for a ball. Now Reed's pitch count already up to 49 pitches today. 2-2/3, 1-0, and that's taken down on the way for ball two. De La Cruz with his 10th double of the year. He's at second base. He walked his first time up at the plate right now. And the 2-0. Swing and a miss on a fastball. It's 2-1. High and in for ball three. Regis has not had the same command that he had in Dunedin last week. Going to get back on track here. 3-1. Swinging a shot foul down the right field line out of play. Count's full. With two outs, count full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reed with pair punch out so far. And the payoff. Swinging a ground ball through the right side into right field. Valdez comes up firing home. De La Cruz the wave. The throw, not in time. Runner to second base. Alfonso's throw there. They don't get him either. And so Lakeland ties the game up on a really nice throw there from Valdez. De La Cruz scores and lay down a second base. And once again, we're tied at 2. So an RBI single for Patrick Lee has tied the ball game up. Runner on second, 2 gone, a 2-2 tie game as Samuel Heal steps in the right-hander's batter's box. Marauders lead has evaporated here in the third. First pitch to Heal is a slider on the outer half called strike. This is to point out to Carlson Reed's first day start of the season. Look to second and the 0-1. Swinging a ground ball back up the middle. Rivas to his left field. From behind the second base back. Throws to first. And that's the inning. 2 runs home on 3 hits. That's a tie game again after 2.5 on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojtek, Aaron Anthony, Nat the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
So Jake Miller into the ball game now, as Clavith Perez was just an opener today for the Lakeland Flying Tigers. A 2-2 tie game in the bottom of the third inning. First pitch, the southpaw Miller is a fastball low to Connor Delgado for ball one. Switch hitter batting right. Top of the order, two up in the third inning for Bradenton. As 1-0, swinging a fly ball to center, right at Clark, as now he waltzes in a few steps, puts it away chest high. And two pitches, one out for Jake Miller today. 22-year-old, eighth-round draft pick back in 2022 out of Valparaiso. That's in the Horizon League. 13th appearance. He started two games. He's 3-1 with a 1.41 ERA this year. The lineup, first pitch to lefty Alfonso, is a fastball down and away for ball one. One out, base is empty. Tie game at two here in the third. Miller, deep breath, spins home the one ball pitch. It's a slider called strike on the other half. It's 1-1. Rest of the numbers for Miller this year: 49 strikeouts, just 7 walks, and 38 in a third inning. So he's a strike thrower. 1-1. And a slider way outside this time. It's 2-1. Third year in Lakeland for Miller. Started 5 games after the draft in 22. 2-1. And Alfonso fouls it off Valencia. It's 2-2. Started 6 games, 9 appearances last year, had an ERA north of 8.5. But this year has got a different gear. He's been really good so far. And the 2-2. And that's taken for a call, third strike. 94, bomb of the zone. And two quick outs here with a strikeout as we close the line on Claiborne Perez. Two innings, 2 runs on 3 hits, no walks, and 2 strikeouts. Perez threw 34 pitches, 23 strikes. Now the righty Esbelin Valdez, first pitch. And he takes a changeup high and away for ball one. The 1-0. Swing and a miss on an off-speed down low. It's 1-1. Rodgers scored both runs in the second on a home run from Axel Plotz. The 1-1. Swing and a looper foul first base side. Pitch right on the hands. And two strike pitches foul back our way towards the press box. Valdez with his 9th home run of the season yesterday. Now sits sole possession of third place in the FSL. 1-2 changeup in the dirt. Valdez with 4 home runs over his last 10 games. 4 game on base streak for him right now. Making 5 today after that double, 2-2. And Valdez skies went high in the air, shallow right center. Lee with a quick pace in, heels out there, the second baseman. He has it for the final out of the inning. Jake Miller, 1-2-3, third, fourth inning. Here we come, tied to 2 on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Top of the fourth inning, Lakeland 2, Bradenton 2, here from Lecom Park on this Camp Day special. Second to last game of the first half of the 2024 FSL first half. First pitch from Carlson Reed is a slider outside for ball one. Clayton Campbell, righty hitter, 79-2 up in Lakeland's order this half inning. The lineup, the righty is 1-0. There's a breaking ball high and in for ball two. And a fastball rolled foul third base side. First strike, it's 2-1. Campbell walked his first time up. Back in the second inning, Lakeland scored two in the last half inning. An RBI ground out and a single from Patrick Lee. 2-1 pitch. And a slider dropped in at the kneecaps, called strike. And the count's even 2-2. Pitch here. And that's a called third strike. You knew it. Fastball on the knees. Third punch out today. One gone in the fourth for Denuris De La Cruz. Carlson Reed grew up in Georgia. Wanted to go play college baseball north at West Virginia. Had a good career there as De La Cruz takes the first pitch high in for ball one. But we talked to him in Tampa about a month ago now on the Marauders pregame show. 1-0. That's a grounder out to short. Rivas down on knee. Fields and throws across the diamond. Two gone. You know, if he had any pitcher he loved growing up, it was a sports hero. And the one guy he singled out was Satchel Paige. So I read a few books about him growing up and took an interest in him. Satchel's old stomping grounds where he used to play. He farm-stormed all over the country. But was Rickwood Field down in Birmingham, Alabama. Two outs, Sack Septia, 2-2 tie game in the fourth. As David Smith rolls the first pitch foul for strike one. Obviously, the biggest news around the baseball world yesterday is the passing of Willie Mays, 93 years old. Just a titan in the game of baseball. The 0-1. And fastball tugged down and in. It's 1-1. Willie passed yesterday afternoon at the age of 93. Just a tremendous playing career he had on the field. A 5-tool player. As a 1-1's pulled down to right field. Base hit for David Smith. That's a two-out single in the fourth inning. And Willie Mays, too, tying in a Satchel Paige and Carlson Reed. Made his debut with the Birmingham Black Barons in at Rickwood Field, where they're slated to play the MLB Rickwood Classic tomorrow. They played the minor league game yesterday, Birmingham, and the Barons, the White Sox AA, took on the Montgomery Biscuits, the Tampa Bay Rays AA affiliate. And Reed tossed a first base check on the runner. Two outs, a runner on. And a 2-2 tie game. Lefty batter McGonigal. And the pitch to him is taken outside for a ball. Giants are playing in that Rickwood Classic, and so, you know, it's really nice. We're in a celebratory homecoming for Willie Mays, who grew up just outside of Birmingham in Westfield, Alabama. And again, made his debut there at Rickwood when he was 17 years old. Runner in motion, pitch is a called strike, and it's dropped by Alfonso, so no throw. Smith with his 15th stolen base of the season. The count 1-1 with two gone. Guy that made 24 All-Star teams in 18 seasons. It's 660 home runs, over 3,000 hits. As a 1-1, it's barrel to center field, and Emmanuel Torero waltzes in and has it for the final out of the fourth inning. We'll talk more about Willie and Rickwood Field throughout the broadcast today as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning, tied at two on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Interested in having your next birthday, family, or group outing at Lecom Park? Enjoy discounted rate on tickets when you bring a group of 10 or more to a Marauders game. Group tickets are available in the seating bowl, or ask us about booking one of our hospitality areas like the Lepensi Plumbing Pools and Air Party Deck or the Boardwalk Barbecue. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today or visit us at BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom 4-2-2 tie game between Lakeland and Bradenton on this Wednesday morning. Now turning afternoon contest. Jake Miller out for his second inning. And a lefty's first pitch to Polanco. Lefty hitter showed bunt, pulled it back, and it misses down and away for ball one. Clavith Perez opened the contest, gave him a two-run home run in the second. Axel Plaz, who's batting seventh today, might get in this half inning. And the 1-0 is a called strike on the outside corner. Polanco, a sharp glance right back to Caleb George. Open umpire, it's 1-1. It is auto balls and strikes today. Full ABS, should say. 1-1's foul back for strike two. As Polanco struck out looking his first time around. Lakeland tied the game with a two-run top of the third. One, two. Swing and a miss for strike three. So Polanco down on strikes. Second strikeout for Miller. He's retired all four. And one out, base is empty for Eddie Rodriguez. We're talking last inning about the passing of Willie Mays and just the career that he had. Many will still remember him for a long time for the catch he had in the 54 World Series. New York Giants taking on the Cleveland Indians at the time. And as Rodriguez fans on a first pitch fastball, it's nothing and one. Even still, even late in his career, just the defense that he would play. I saw a clip yesterday on social media. As the 0-1, fastball inside at 95 miles an hour. It's 1-1. Playing in the old-timers game at Old Shea Stadium when he ended his playing career at the Mets. The 1-1. And a backdoor slider called strike over the heart of the plate. It's 1-2. And there is a ball that 50-year-old Willie Mays tracked down. Full speed, a little bit slow to get up afterwards, but looked like it was prime. Willie is 1-2, swing and a miss, and the bat goes ricocheting into the netting on the third base side. And so Miller with back-to-back Ks. Three today in the fourth inning. And a 2-2 tie game. It's up to Amanda Torreo to prolong this half inning. First pitch to lefty as he waves and misses at a slider for strike one. Now Mays was not scheduled to appear at Rickwood Field tomorrow for the Classic. Zio wants a called strike on the outer half and so on too. Miller's been really good so far. Which, you know, would have been a shame. The 0-2, swing and a miss for strike three as Miller strikes out the side. And that ends the fourth inning, tied at two here at Lecom on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Wednesday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration presented by Lecom as the Marauders take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Get there early as the first 1,500 fans into the ballpark will receive a Marauders Patriotic t-shirt. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Gates open at 5 p.m., but you can grab your tickets now visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
ABC, easy as 1, 2, 3. All simple as go, break me. ABC, 1, 2, 3. Baby, you and me, girl. Easy as 1, 2, 3. All simple.
Top of the fifth inning, still tied at 2 between Bradenton and Lakeland as Carlson Reed rolls out for the fifth inning, facing 2, 3, and 4. As a lefty, Max Clark steps in. First pitch to him is a fastball down and in for ball one. Jake Miller has retired all six. Struck out the side in the last half inning. 1-0. Fastball high, bouncer. First base side. Fielded by Plaz behind the bag. He takes it himself. As Clark now 0-3 today. After at a multi-hit game yesterday. So with one out, sacks empty. Here's Eduardo Valencia. Bradenton scored two runs in the second. Lakeland two runs on the top of the third. That's been it today. And the first pitch to Eduardo Valencia. It's a slider down and out of the zone for ball one. The Rickwood Classic yesterday that took place. The fans learned of Willie Mays passing last night. During the game is the 1-0. It is a fastball at the knees called strike. It's 1-1. It was just announced to a short time ago. Got the email in my inbox, but going right from the top as 1-1. It's a called strike 1-2. The Wrigley Field as well where the Giants are playing had a moment of silence. And Rob Manfred today saying that there will be a moment of silence before every game, major and minor leagues today. Obviously, we're already off and running, but throughout all of baseball to remember Willie Mays. 1-2. And that's just off the plate with a fastball. It's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, the offering. Swing and a miss for strike three. Off speed there. As Reed has strikeout number four and two quick outs here in the fifth inning. Base empty, two gone. There's Jose de la Cruz, the right-handed hitter. Digs in against the righty Carlson Reed. First pitch. It's a fastball low for ball one. As de la Cruz fouls it off at home plate. Count of 1-1 on De La Cruz, who's 2-for-2 today. A single in the second. RBI double and a run scored in the third. The 1-1. Swinging a line drive. Back up the middle. Past the outstretched glove of Delgado. Nearly got there. A humpback line drive. And De La Cruz is 3-for-3 today. That's the sixth hit today, allowed by Carlson Reed, which is a career high as well. He hasn't allowed more than four. The runner on first base, two gone in the fifth. 2-2 tie game, and the opening pitch to Patrick Lee is taken at the D's for a called strike. Lee also been on base twice today, walked in the second, RBI a single in the third inning, that scored the second run of that two-run third inning. Reed sets and fires home the 0-1. And a slider ripped out and missed as Lee down with Neon. It's 0-2. For Carlson Reed, this will be pitch number 82 for him. This could be towards the end of his day. Gets through five. 0-2, runner in motion, swing and a miss. But it's a foul ball as it dropped the glove out of Alfonso. So they'll do it again. As De La Cruz was in motion on the pitch, we'll see if he'll wait another here before taking off. Hopefully Reed ends it. 0-2. And that's just outside off the plate for a ball. Even still, again, with the six hits allowed, if Reed can get through five innings, just two runs, another quality start for him. 1-2, there goes the runner. Pitches outside, throw to second base. They got him. Thought he got in there, but Delgado with a tag applied, and that ends the half inning. Halfway home, 2-2 tie game on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $30, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. So join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club today and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Bottom five, 2-2 tie game between Lakeland and Bradenton as Axie applies the right-hand hitter, steps in, first pitch. And a backdoor sliders outside from the lefty, Jake Miller, who's seen six batters. He's struck out four of them, retired all six. Lefty from the third base side of the rubber, and pitches outside, 2-0. Here on Plaz, who's responsible for all runs scored today by Bradenton in a two-run home run. And the second inning, his sixth home run of the season, 2-0. And he takes inside for ball three. Now Miller, who was razor sharp, even last inning, 11 pitches, 9 strikes. Fall behind, 3-0. Pass ball on the inside corner, called strike. Looking to work backwards in the count. 3-1, And that's taken to the knees as Plaz started to walk up the first base line a bit there. Counts full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Here's the payoff. Swinging a fly ball in the right at Lee. Doesn't have to move a step. And one gone in the fifth inning. Well, speaking of ABS, auto balls and strikes with the last called strike there at Plaza the knees, because it is auto balls and strike zone here today. MLB is tweaking it in AAA. Two leagues that use it is all of AAA and the FSL. As first pitch is a breaking ball down low to the righty Rivas. It's 1-0 in a 2-2 tie game, bottom five. As Miller spins home, 1-0, and Rivas punches in the shallow center. Clarker run in, and a full head of steam makes the catch on the run on a sinking blooper. And two gone in the inning for Wesley Zapata. Major League Baseball sent a memo to farm directors on Tuesday indicating that beginning on June 25th, just under a week from today, all AAA games will be using the automated ball strike challenge system, which is what we used Fridays through Sundays, where umpires call their strike zone as Zapata bunts it foul first base side for strike one. The umpires call their own strike zone, and then each team has 3 challenges. As a pitcher or as a hitter, which that's the one that consensus that they have grown. As the 0-1 is a fastball blown past Zapata, 95, it's 0-2. This is from feedback they got from fans. If you're listening in the ballpark right now, fans like you provided feedback. But also players and coaching and just personnel. 0-2's foul back. 89% of fans in AAA believe that the number of challenges is 6 or fewer. So they tinkered along with the number of challenges up in AAA. Zapata swings and misses at a changeup on the dirt for strike 3. 5 strikeouts for Miller, a 1-2-3 fifth. He's retired all 9 he's faced. Tied at 2 to the 6th we go on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store. Located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecon Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
So Carlson Reed is back on the hill for the top of the sixth inning in a 2-2 tie game. The righty's first pitch to Patrick Lee. His fastball downstairs for ball one. Lee was up at the plate of the fifth inning when Omar Alfonso is able to catch Jose De La Cruz stealing at second. And the 1-0 is down and away with a fastball. It's 2-0. So Lee, Heel, and Campbell, 5, 6, and 7 due up in the lineup card. Two balls, no strikes, and the offering, swinging a foul back. That's camp day. A lot of kids rolling around the concourse right now. Two on. And that's taking the knees to call strike. About 800 or so here today. Campers. Two balls and two strikes. And the pitch. Swinging a cue shot foul towards the first base dugout. Two-two. Swinging a foul back as Lee put up a good battle here on Reed. Who may just face just this one batter, and then Steph Lombardo, who's acting manager this week. Then you go to the bullpen here. Reed now over 90 pitches. The 2-2. High and in for ball three. Well, you know that Reed wants batter. 3-2 on Lee's been on board twice today with a walk and a single. 3-2, swinging a slow roller, third base side. And it's going to be touched up foul by Zapata. Well, it started to turn back towards the line, but Zapata scooped it up. Lee was a little bit up the first base line. He's got speed as well. Lee gets a side. And wheels home, 3-2. Swinging a tip out of the glove of Alfonso as he slams his hand against it. He wanted to hold on to that one, which would have been the fifth K for Reed this afternoon. This has turned into a 9-pitch at-bat so far. As here is pitch number 10. It's on its way, 3-2. Inside, ball four, and so Reed walks him. As Omar Alfonso walks out. No sign yet from the first base dugout of any movement, but the whole infield converging on as righty's throwing, getting maybe a few last pitches in here. But Samuel Heal getting ready to dig it to the right side. So it looks like Reed will start another batter here at 94 pitches thrown. Two-two tie game, top of the sixth inning. Heal 0 for 2 today. Pair of groundouts, just 2 for his last 19 at the plate. Reed spins and tosses to first. Well, this is a career high in pitches thrown by Carlson Reed. One of the top 30 prospects in the Pirates org, according to Baseball America, number 26 in their org. The 1-0, runner in motion, pitches outside for a ball, throw to second's late, squirts away, and now off to third goes Lee. Throw in from center, Terrero is late, knocked down. And so it'll be a stolen base error that gets Lee to third. And now the go-ahead run for Lakeland is in scoring position. It's 90 feet away. Check on Lee at third base. Maybe he's got the wind knocked out of him. So he's throwing error against Alfonso, and E2. Infield in for Bradenton. As 1-0 pitch from Carlson Reed. Fastball spiked in, gets past Alfonso, and that scores Patrick Lee. And Lakeland has their first lead today at 3-2. So wild pitch will score him. now the base is empty. Damage done on a leadoff walk. Stolen base, throwing error, wild pitch. Scores it. Now the focus can turn to getting Heel. 2-0. Fastball. Punch, ground ball, right side. Delgado is left deep in the hole, throws him out. Impressive range there by Delgado with one gone in the sixth inning and a run in. As now Steph Lombardo pops out from the first base dugout, calls time. And that'll do it for Carlson Reed today. Unfortunate leadoff walk is a difference right now, but still another really quality start today by Carlson Reed as he ends up going 5 1/3 innings, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts, 3 earned runs on 6 hits this afternoon. We come back, pitching change underway here in Bradenton on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then, someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
First pitch from Luigi Hernandez is fastball taken low for ball one. To Clayton Campbell, the right-handed batter. In the top of the sixth inning, a run in. 3-2, Lakeland on top as 1-0 is rolled foul third base side for a strike. It's 1-1. Hernandez in for his eighth appearance of the year is 2-1 with a 6.32 ERA. 19 walks, 22 Ks as Campbell fouls it off at home again for strike two. And 15 and two-thirds innings for Luigi Hernandez. 1-2 home. Swinging a broken bat, slow roller out to short. Rivas charges in, sets his feet, plenty of time. And Campbell is put away for the second out. We'll have to get a new piece of lumber as well. And two outs, space empty. Here is Denuris de la Cruz. Again, final line for Carlson Reed today. Unfortunately, he's on the losing side of things. 5 1/3, 3 earned runs on 6 hits, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts through a career-high 97 pitches in his outing today. Here's the righty De La Cruz for his pitch. Here's a fastball powered past him by Luigi. It's 0-1. Pitched 6 days ago, 2 1/3 scoreless. And a fastball called strike on the inner third at 95. It's 0-2. Did walk 4, but struck out 3 as he picked up the win. Spent some time on the injury list this year. Now he's fully back healthy. 0-2. And that's taken low. Win is picked up here at Lecom Park. Gusting in from right center. Some darker clouds overhead. And it's a 1-2 up and in. For a ball, it's 2-2. Hernandez for the lineup, the offering. Swing and a miss for a strike three. De La Cruz punched out to end the sixth inning, but a run home on, no hits, one error, and nobody left on base. 3-2, bottom six next here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket, for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Thomas Bruss, new pitcher to the ball game for the Lakeland Flying Tigers after Jake Miller struck out 5 of the 9, retired all 9 that he faced. As the hard-throwing righty Bruss in, first pitch is a fastball, barreled back up the middle into center field, base knock. Connor Delgado at the top of the order, welcome Bruss. And the first pitch hunting single. Sal Delgado, who had his 9-game hitting streak snapped yesterday, gets right back to it here. 1-for-3 afternoon for him now, as the lefty Omar Alfonso, who's 0-for-2 today. Marauders chasing a run at 3-2, tying runs aboard as Alfonso pops the first pitch, foul out of play behind him. Again, the wind has seriously picked up here at Lecom Park. Similar to yesterday, blowing in from right center. You got to hit a line drive home run like Polanco had in the 10th inning for a walk-off grand slam. Rest is 0-1, and a bunt down the third baseline. Campbell scoops, throws to first. It's not in time. A bunt single by Omar Alfonso. Sneak attack there on Campbell, who's playing behind the bag at third. And that extends his on-base streak to 10 games now. Marauders haven't had a hit since the second inning, where they had two of them. They've got two of them to start the sixth inning. Now, 25-year-old Thomas Bruss, though, into the ballgame. Numbers on him this year, 2-2 with a 5.13 ERA in 20 games this season. 14 walks, 34 Ks, and 26 in the third innings. First and second here with nobody out for Esmalin Valdez. Look to second, the pitch home. And it's cut on a missed out for strike one. Bruss was signed out of the Indy Ball ranks. Marauders saw him back in April. Pitched in two games, gave up an unearned run in three total innings. The 0-1 inside as Valdez backs out of the way of it. It's 1-1. Bruss on the hill listed at 6'8", 280 pounds. It's about the size of Aaron Judge, the New York Yankees slugger. 1-1, fastball rolled up the third base side, foul. Found this 1-for-2 today, had a double down the third baseline, or into left field, to say. That ball was scorched off the bat he had on the first at over 100 miles an hour. He was listed at 105 on the exit velo. Russ sets and throws 1-2. Swinging a fly ball, hit deep down the left field line as Valdez leans right, but it's foul. Well, he was trying to guide it that way. One ball, two strikes. Pitch, and Valdez pushes it foul deep down the right field line. One, two. Now this sharp ground ball back up the middle and through into left center field. Delgado holds at third base as a throw comes in from Clark on a couple of hops. So bases are full with the Marauders trailing a run in the sixth inning, 3-2. And now here a mound visit by pitching coach and Nick Green. Well, Valdez a little bit when he was leaning towards the right reminded me of Carlton Fisk in the 75 World Series. And Fisk waved the ball to stay fair with the monster in left field. And now that one, Valdez was leaning out towards the first base side. Well, Lakeland with a one-run lead right now. They scored that run in the top half of this inning. Right now, Marauders looking to answer. Lakeland, this is the second to last game of the first half, the penultimate game. They're half a game behind. Clearwater don't play till 6:30, so we can't give you a scoreboard update on them. But other scores in the FSL. Dunedin with a 3-2 lead right now on Daytona at the top of the seventh inning. The big news out of there is that Joey Votto is rehabbing today for the Blue Jays. He's batting second up at TD Ballpark. Bases full here for yesterday's hero, Angelin Polanco, who fans on a fastball for strike one. Now, Polanco, does he have another big moment under his belt? 7 home runs this season, hit a grand slam to right yesterday. The 0-1, and Polanco takes outside from Bruss. It's 1-1. He's 0-2 today with a pair of strikeouts, but the bases are full after 3 straight singles have loaded them up here. Russ readies, 1-1, and Polanco takes away, 2-1. Lila Camper is making some noise. He sets 2-1, swinging a fly ball in the air, playable right center. Clark coming in, the wind has a hold of it, the second baseman Heel makes the catch. Runner tagging home, the throw! Oh, they got him! Wow, what a double play from Samuel Heel. He turned and fired home, and they double him up. Boy, a backbreaker there for Bradenton as it erases the tying run from third base. Thomas Bruss taking a deep breath on the mound, and why is he so? He could thank his second baseman there. First and second now, 2 outs. It's up to Eddie Rodriguez, the righty hitter. And first pitch is flown in the air down the right field line, out of play. So Bruss is just a pitch away from getting out of this danger in the sixth inning. 3-2 Lakeland ahead. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good slider that time. It's 0-2. It was interesting that Heel was the one who made the catch out there because he had a spin and fire back. Infield fly was not called because, you know, Heel wasn't really under it. It wasn't a for sure catchable ball by an infielder, even though it's in the outfield. The base is full in less than 2 outs. It could have been infield fly rule, but the umpires, and Stan with them, did not call it because he didn't know who was going to catch that thing. 0-2, and Rodriguez takes outside for a ball. Eddie today is 1-for-2, singled and scored back in the second. The lone 2 runs coming in on an Axtell Plaza home run. Is right now in the hole for Bradenton. 1-2 for Bruss. Swinging a pop foul off the right side, out of play. Russ sets. Look to second. 1-2. Called third strike. Top of the zone at 96. And Russ escapes. Had bases loaded. Nobody out. Marauders don't get a run across. They remain trailing 3-2 on the seventh on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test. Starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Cennaluna, mezzumara, mamma mia, mamma di dare. Figlia mia, cosa dare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu.
Top of the seventh inning as Luigi Hernandez will face 9-1-2. Lakeland with a one-run lead at 3-2 right now. First pitch. Yes. Fastball down and in for ball one on Smith. Switch hitter batting left. He's 1-for-2 this afternoon. As 1-0 down and in again, it's 2-0. Hernandez came in for Carlson Reed, who faced the first two batters, a walk. Issued to Patrick Lee, who stole second, advanced to third on a throwing error. And a 2-0 low for ball three, and then scored on a wild pitch. It was back-to-back pitches. Really was in a blink of an eye that Lee worked his way around the entire base path. 3-0, and that's outside for ball four. So a four-pitch walk issued to David Smith to begin this seventh inning. Lakeland ahead by a run. Their playoffs hanging in the balance here today. They have to win because you don't know what Clearwater can do. Lakeland loses today. Threshers win. Threshers win the first half. Here's the top of the order. Kevin McGonigal, the lefty hitter, for his pitch. Swing and a miss on a fastball. It's 0-1. It could be really fascinating tomorrow. It's game number 66 of 66 of the first half tomorrow night. It could come down to that. Toss to first base. Almost caught him leading there. Throws a bit high, though, from Hernandez. Hernandez set just below the letters. The 0-1's outside for a ball. It's 1-1. Greensboro in the South Atlantic League is very similar in a playoff race right now. They have had a half-a-game lead the last few nights over Jersey Shore for the better part of almost 2 weeks now. They are playing a noon game today. They're already in the bottom of the third inning. 1-1. That's taken at the knees for a called strike. It's 1-2 on McGonigal. He's 1-for-3 today with a triple and a run scored in the third. Patrick Riley struck out 10 yesterday for Greensboro in a 2-0 shutout win. Taking on the Yankees' high A affiliate. Another sling to first base to check on the base runner. Which Jersey Shore, kind of the same thing as, you know, Clearwater Lakeland here. Jersey Shore doesn't play until 7 p.m. tonight. Whereas Greensboro, a chance to again really solidify their playoff chances tonight. As 1-2, called third strike as Alfonso caught it awkwardly, but it was in the zone, and McGonigal's punched out for the first down. Second K for Luigi Hernandez. With one out runner on for Max Clark. 3-2 Lakeland leading. And another check on the runner and David Smith, who's got a stolen base today. He's got 15 on the season, 15 for 20. Now the first pitch is taken for a called strike to Clark, who backs out of the way. The 0-1, swinging a ground ball back with the middle and through into center field. Smith holds at second base. So walk, strikeout, single to start the seventh inning. And took the lead last half inning, but this is kind of what happened last night. Two Marauders led 1-0 for most of the way until a two-run top of the seventh. Marauders tied the game in the eighth, and they've won it in the tenth. Marta Valencia, right-handed hitting catcher today. First pitch is a fastball that catches the knees for a called strike. Valencia 0-for-3, RBI ground out in the third inning. That put Lakeland on the scoreboard. They had a runner on third base with one out. As he 0-1 high and in for a ball. Righty sets, look to second. Pitch. Swinging a broken background ball. Pass to diving Zapata at third. Into left field, Smith rounds third. He's going to score an RBI single for Eduardo Valencia. It's a much-needed cushion for Lakeland, 4-2 lead. Well, finally, Lakeland can create some separation now after taking the lead last half inning. First and second, still one out. Double plays in order, though, for Bradenton. They now trail 4-2. There's Jose De La Cruz, a DH, and the right-handed hitter. First pitch is a fastball at the knees, called strike. De La Cruz having a day-to-day. He's 3-for-3. A pair of singles, a double, and a run scored in the third inning. And the Cruz is now 8-for-20 this year against Marauders pitching. 0-1, wave and a miss at a fastball in the outer half. It's 0-2. Would love here if this would be the one time he can't get on base in a big spot. We have to limit and just one run this half inning. Two, swing and a miss for strike three. 94 on the outer half, and Hernandez has his third strikeout, second of this half inning. So a two outs, but two on, and a run in. Patrick Lee, the speedy right fielder. He's been on base all three times today. Two walks and an RBI single in the third. He is responsible for being the man that the game's deciding run so far. Rich pitch fastball at 96 outside for a ball. He walked last against Carlson Reed, stole second, reached third on an error, and scored on a wild pitch. A 1-0, and second low for a ball. Thank you. 2-ball count, and the offering down and away with a fastball 3-0. Hernandez seems like every other batter is in and out of the zone. 4-pitch walk to David Smith. Strikeout to McGonigal, and then a single by Clark and Valencia with an RBI single for a strikeout to Jose de la Cruz. 3 balls, no strikes, up and in for ball 4. And so Hernandez walks second man of this inning to load him up for Samuel Heal. Overall, Bradenton's bullpen has been very good this season, as has the pitching staff. Marauders with the third best ERA coming in at 3.77 this year. First pitch to Heels outside for a ball. Lakeland's offense as well. They have the second fewest strikeouts. Second most stolen bases, as now mound visit here. And they've worked the second most walks this year. Well, today, include yesterday. We'll start with yesterday. Marauders pitching staff walked, you know, only 3, but they only struck out 6. Today, they have walked 5 and struck out 7. Now, that's because since June the 4th, Bradenton's pitching staff has struck out the second most hitters in all of minor league baseball. They have the best K per 9 innings, though, about 12 per game they are striking out. Now, Lakeland has been a tough out this season. Bases full, 2-run lead for Lakeland at 4-2, top 7. And the 1-ball, no strike pitch to Samuel Heal is a fastball off the plate. Heal is 0 for 3. He's grounded out all 3 times. He is just 2 for his last 20. But now hitters count for him here. As 2-0. Swinging a foul back. Into the screen for strike 1. Lakeland out hitting Bradenton 8-6. And a 2-run difference. 2-1, and that's high. As Alfonso pops out of his crouch to receive it. Base is full, nowhere to put him, 3-1. And Heal, a line drive to Hopper to Rivas. The short route to second he goes, and that's the half inning. Another run in, though, on the single by Valencia, 4-2 at the stretch. Here in the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test.
Starting with me.
My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Mamma mia, mamma di dare.
Figlia mia, cosa dare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu. Se te peglialo, pesciaiole, suai.
New pitch of the ball game as Carlos Lekedica is into the contest now for Lakeland as they lead 4-2, bottom seven. Thomas Bruss is over after an inning. And series in Manu Torreira, the lefty, swings the first pitch and fouls it back for strike one. Well, Lakeland has left the base loaded full twice today. They've only scored one run between those two innings. So doors still open here for the Marauders. As here's the 0-1, and that's scooped up in the air. Third base side, Campbell over towards the fence, and it bounces foul. Nearly got there. Numbers on Lekedica this season. 23-year-old from Miami, Florida. Plays college ball at the U. 2-0 with a 6.43 ERA in 5 appearances. 4 walks, 7 Ks, and 7 innings. Start of the year in the Complex League, then was promoted to Single A Lakeland on May 30th. Right-hander sets, 0-2. That's up and away with a fastball. Was signed as a non-drafted free agent last July after the draft. One, two. Swing a ground ball, back. The second base back. Magano has it from there, throws to first, and Torreira set it down. One gone in the seventh inning. So here's Axel Plaz, who's responsible for both runs scored today. Had a two-run home run back in the second inning. That gave the Marauders a lead at one point. And first pitch is taken for a ball. By Axio Plaza, now Eduardo Valencia out to have a word. Well, let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard in the Pittsburgh Pirates system. Buccos playing an afternoon game today at PNC Park. Hunter Green against Mitch Keller. Really good pitching matchup. They just got off a running scoreless ball game right now at the top of the second inning. Plaz is ahead of the count. One ball, no strikes. One for two today. And the 1-0. Outside with the slider, it's 2-0. Triple A Indianapolis plays tonight at 7.05 p.m. Braxton Ashcraft. That'll be a good one to watch. Coming off a really nice Triple A debut last week. 2-0 line drive at the leaping shortstop, McGonigal. Uses moon shoes there. Get a few feet off the ground and two gone in the inning. Ashcraft in his debut last week, 4 strikeouts, no walks, just 1 run allowed on 3 hits and 6 innings for AAA Indy. Taking on Iowa today after they won yesterday, 4-2. 2 outs, base is empty. First pitch is inside to Javier Rivas for ball 1, who's riding a 13-game on base streak. A career long as well. Marauders trailing 4-2 here in the late innings. 1-0. Off speed, Rivas pounds in the air to left center. Smith in the alley, he's under it and squeezes it with two hands to end the inning. A 1-2-3 seventh inning for the eighth we had. 4-2 Lakeland on the Marauders broadcast network.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth inning, 4-2 Lakeland advantage as the first pitch from Luigi Hernandez is outside. To the right hitting third baseman Clayton Campbell, 79, due up against him as Luigi hitting a two-thirds under his belt. And the 1-0 comes up and in and hits him. So Campbell on base for the second time today, a walk and a hit by pitch. He's 0-2. As he reaches to start this eighth inning, Denarius De La Cruz up. Batter against the right-hander, and Luigi Hernandez's first pitch is whipped at a miss down on the zone for strike one. Finish the out-of-town scoreboard, and the Pirates just dumped Double Altoona at home today, or on the road today, in Bowie, taking on the Orioles' Double A affiliate, 6:35 first pitch. As 0-1, that's taken up and in for a ball. Hiya Greensboro up 2-0 now at the top of the fourth inning as they scored two in the third at First National Bank Field in Greensboro. 1-1. Cut out a miss, down a good off speed there on the outer half. It's 1-2. Tamar Johnson hit a 2-1 home run, his sixth of the season. Tamar's got his average up. He's putting together a good last month plus. And Tamar last year, the fourth overall pick by the Pirates in 22. As the 1-2 is punched in the air, shallow left, Polacco, full head of steam in, and he calls off Rivas as he has it. One gone, Campbell back to first. And Tamar Johnson in the month of June hitting 260 with a 420 slugging. It's a pretty good month so far for him. He's got his third home run of the month. And first pitch is smacked the opposite way. Slicing away by Polanco. It's a fair ball. Rolls up into the corner as David Smith pulls up at second base. Campbell's at third. It's a one-out double off the bat of Smith, who's on board for the third time this afternoon. So two runners in the scoring position now, and a two-run lead for Lakeland, looking to really put things away here in the eighth inning. They put up another crooked number. Could be tough. Infield in as Kevin McGonigal, the lefty hitter, and takes a backdoor breaking ball for strike one. The 0-1. Fastball bounces in. We got to go 1-for-4, tripled and scored in the third inning. Lakeland had a two-run top half of that inning. That tied the game at 2. A 1-1. Swing and a miss. Gagel taking with the 37th overall pick last year. Will turn 20 in August. I grew up in Media, Pennsylvania, just outside Philly. 1-2. Swing and a line drive, barreled into right center field, base run. That scores one run. Here comes Smith behind him, and McGonigal with a 2-RBI single. It's opened things up to a 6-2 Flying Tigers lead. That's a big hit for him as Lakin tries to secure this must-win game. Runner on at first with one out, and Max Clark the hitter. Another lefty top of the order. And that's outside with a fastball, 95 for ball one. No signs of anybody throwing to the bullpen in right field, so this is Luigi's inning to half. No. It's outside for ball two. It's been just two pitchers used today by Bradenton. Carlson restarted the game, 5 1/3 innings. 2-0. That's taken down and in for ball three. Rio, and that's taken outside for ball four. First and second with one out, two runs home. 6-2 Lakin leading in the top of the eighth inning. As now a mound visit here to have a chat with Luigi. Talked about the Rick Winfield Classic that's taking place, and which yesterday was the minor league version. The Tampa Bay Rays and the Chicago White Sox AA affiliates battled. It was a close contest. The Biscuits ended up winning 6-5. It was now with Willie Mays passing on his hometown ballpark. Rickwood Field is the oldest ballpark in America, by the way. We talked about this last series with it coming up, but it actually served as a spring training home for the Pittsburgh Pirates way back in the day in 1919. The Phillies also in 1911 and 1920, but it also hosted the Birmingham Black Barons of the Negro National League. Pitch is taken for a ball by Eduardo Valencia with two on, one out. Top eight, two runs home, 6-2. Also the Birmingham Black Barons of the Negro Southern League. There were obviously a couple leagues that went back and forth. And pitch runs in for ball two. It's 2-0. In Birmingham, too, right next to where Regents Field is, it's the current home of the Birmingham Barons. The White Sox AA foot that played there yesterday. There is the Negro Southern League Museum. Check it out. The antenna Barons game there one day. And 2-0. Fastball taken for a called strike. It's 2-1. It talks a lot about all of the great players that played at Rickwood Field as well. The Willie Mays. Satchel Paige's it all, 2-1. And that's low for ball three. But now with the passing of Willie Mays, it really brings on more importance now. Tomorrow should be a very emotional day in Birmingham. 3-1, and Valencia chases after a ball in the third. It's 3-2. Ken Griffey Jr. called him the godfather of center fielders. He was grateful for the time that he spent with Willie Mays. It's because of his dad, Ken Griffey Sr. We talked about great father-son duos on Father's Day on Sunday. And the Griffey father-son able to play together. 3-2 is down and away for ball four. So that loads him up here in the eighth inning with still just one out for Jose De La Cruz. And now there is an arm warmer in the bullpen for Bradenton. As the infield in here, and Steph Lombardo comes out, and that'll be it for Luigi Hernandez. Top of the eighth inning, base is full, and one out, a 6-2 Lakeland advantage. We come back here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
How is your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Back at Lecom Park at the top of the eighth inning. Lakeland on top of Bradenton 6-2. And the second to last game of the first half of the 2024 season. First half at least. As Hunter Furtado now to the contest to face Jose De La Cruz. Base is full and just one out. Two runs already home as Furtado again in. Sixth round draft pick last year by the Pirates out of Alabama. First pitch to the righty, De La Cruz, who is 3-for-4 today, is a big, slow curveball. Hacked on a miss for strike one. Furtado 1-1 of the season with a 4.97 ERA in his 19th appearance. 24 walks, 22 strikeouts, and 25 in the third innings. Look to second, the 0-1, and a curveball. Cue shot the first baseline, and it's touch foul. Just about a length of a baseball outside of the white chalk. It's 0-2 on De La Cruz. Furtado comes in on a six-inning scoreless streak. Second longest by him this year at a 6-2/3 scoreless stretch back earlier in the season. De La Cruz, who's 3-for-4, struck out swinging last inning. And the 0-2 has taken high with a fastball at 91. Furtado inning in a third scoreless in his last appearance. Came back on Friday. 1-2 offering. Swinging a foul back. Good changeup there. Furtado with a fastball, changeup, curveball mix. He's seen all three now. He's come in with 8 inherited runners this season. 5 of them have scored. Once again, the 1-2. Just outside with a fastball. Tato made 2 appearances in Lakeland that week. By 2-inning scoreless, 2-2. Ground ball through the 5-6 on the left field. That score is 1 run. The wave around third as Palacios throws offline. It's a 2-run single by Jose De La Cruz. It's a 4 spot in the eighth inning to make it 8-2. Mm-hmm. So Valencia advances to second. And now De La Cruz at first with a big day for him. Now 4 for 5 in the ball game. They're not done yet. Patrick Lee at the dish. He's the eighth man to bat in this eighth inning. Which now has seen 4 runs across. Lindland, 11 hits on the board. First pitch is on the inner edge, called strike. Well, Bradenton has another summer camp day game coming up. That's July 10th against Jupiter. Yo, one. Breaking ball in the dirt, smothered by Alfonso. It's 1-1. Interested in bringing your summer camp group out, or maybe just a group of fans want to come out to the game, be sure to give our front office a call or visit online at BradentonMarauders.com. Went to second base, the 1-1. Swinging a fly ball, foul off the right side, out of play for strike two. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. First strike, 3, secured by Alfonso. As Furtado's got his first strikeout, second out here in the eighth inning. First 2 runs that have scored since Furtado's entered have been inherited runners. The last one's out there at second base. Samuel Hill, the righty, first pitch, and he takes a fastball way high for ball one. Breaking ball in the dirt. It's 2-0. Two oh count. Check swing. And on the check swing, they say it didn't go around, and it's 3-0. There's been one oddity that's been going around in baseball this week, and if you follow it, you know it. Involved the New York Mets, who are taking on the Texas Rangers. 3-0, that's high, away ball 4. So Walk loads him up once again with 2 outs in the eighth inning, 4 runs, so 8-2. Lakeland leading. Well, since everyone's favorite, you know, whether mascot or whatever, Grimace threw out a first pitch at Citi Field, they've rattled off 7 straight wins. Call it the Grimace effect. First pitch is taken high for a ball. 10th batter of the inning, so they batted around to Clayton Campbell. It's 1-0. Yesterday, too, the Mets had a wild come behind win. 1-0, swing a ground ball towards third, right at Zapata. The second base he goes, a short route that ends the inning. 4 runs score, though, in the top of the eighth. And it's now an 8-2 ball game in favor of Lake. We come back here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lecombe Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing.
if safe to do so. Exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Bottom eight, as Lakeland has opened this thing up. It's 8-2 as we begin the bottom of the eighth inning. 9-1-2, Wesley Zapata, Connor Delgado, Omar Alfonso. Here to start things off as the first pitch to Zapata swinging away. Rounds it to the second baseman, Heel. Right at him, throws on to first. One pitch, one gone to begin this half inning. Zapata now 0-3 today. As Carlos Lacarica continues, came in last inning, retired all three. He's now retired all four that he's seen. When out, base is empty. Connor Delgado, who is 1-3 this afternoon. Switch hitter batting left, first pitch. And that's taken low and in for a ball. Probably the biggest turning point of the game came in the sixth inning when Delgado singled. It was three straight singles against Thomas Bruss. Had him loaded. With nobody out and a tie game. And the 1-0. And the knees called strike. I should say it was a 3-2 Lakeland lead at the time, actually. They scored a run in the top half of the inning. But still, the Marauders had the tying run on base. Go ahead and run in scoring position. A 1-1. And that's outside for a ball 2-1. Polanco popped out on a looping fly ball in a shallow right center. Catch is made by Heel, spun around and fired an incredible throw to home. As Delgado takes a fastball, the knees call it strike to even the count. And then Delgado was thrown out at home, trying to tag on that play. So a double play resulted, bases loaded and nobody out to first and second, two outs in a blink of an eye. Two-two. And Delgado pops a foul out of play. Wind is blowing in from straightaway center now. It's been a gusty series so far. So yesterday, I don't know what it is when Lakeland and Renton get together. The wind comes out. 2-2. Takes Hine away with a fastball. Counts full. Yet the Marauders still erupted for two home runs yesterday, and they've gotten one more today. Plaz blast in the second. Alfonso on deck, 3-2. Swinging a high chopper right side in the hole. Diving stop by Heel, hits off his glove and rolls past him. And so a single for Delgado, his second today. Well, that would have been some play by Heel, who's played a great second base so far in this series. Runner on here with one out, bottom eight. 8-2 Lakeland, need a lot more than just the one single, but it's a start as Omar Alfonso steps in. He's 1-3 today. A bunt single his last time up. First pitch changeup, ripped out and missed for strike one. Delgado now sporting a 10-game on base streak. Rivas is 0-3, batting eighth today. He just may come to an end if they can't get back to him. 0-1. That's low for the fastball. A lot of the campers still here, but some of them have headed back to camp to go home. The 1-1. Outside with a changeup, 2-1. As this game has come down to a crashing halt here in the late innings. Two-one pitch. High and away for ball three. Now Alfonso jumps ahead of the count. Well, one thing Lakeland has not done today is walk a hitter. A in danger of doing so here. And 3-1. Alfonso pops it back behind to him out of play. Bradenton on the other side has walked 8. Three balls, 2 strikes, and the pitch to Omar. Swing it on. Push foul down the left field line out of play. Three, two again, and Alfonso fouls it off at home plate. Two, swing a high pop-up. In the left field, Smith to his right, settles under it, and puts it away, 2 gone. So 2 outs, runner on for Esmond Valdez. Right in the trailing 8-2 late in this one. Toronto's and Flying Tigers, they'll play a regularly scheduled 6:30 game tomorrow. Yung Lung Chang is Joe Adamitz. First pitch to the righty. Valdez is sky to the air behind to him, out of play. 6:30 first pitch, rest of the week until Sunday. We'll play our normal noon first pitch. And the 0-1. Bounces in, sneaks away past Valencia. So wild pitch advances Delgado to second base. With the first half of the season ending tomorrow, start of the second half on Friday. That's the one really strange thing about single A and high A. Play 138 games in double A. And I know triple A is, I think it's close to 150 in there. As a 1-1. Taken high and in. I found this is 2-for-3 today, 2-1. But so double A, the 138, the first half would end after a series. But in single A and high, because of the 6 less games, 2-1 to Valdez. Sharp ground ball out to shortstop. McGonigal has it up with it, throws across the way, and that's the half inning. It ends in the middle of a series. We come back, 8-2 Flying Tigers, the ninth we had on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauders Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauders Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Wednesday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration presented by Lecom as the Marauders take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Get there early as the first 1,500 fans into the ballpark will receive a Marauders Patriotic t-shirt. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Gates open at 5 p.m., but you can grab your tickets now visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Top of the ninth inning, Lakeland ahead 8-2. As they sent 10 men to the plate in the eighth inning, got four runs out of it to really pad this lead. First pitch to Nerys De La Cruz is taken high for ball one. But Hurtado got the last two outs in the last half inning, and so he's out here for the ninth just to clean things up here. Lefty set from the stretch, 1-0. And fastball too tall again, it's 2-0. Well, Daenerys, it's spelled D-A-N-U-E-U-R-Y-S. Was something out of Game of Thrones there. 2-0. And it's taken high again for ball three. That was a breaking ball that time. And a fastball over the inside black called strike. Well, Daenerys De La Cruz is 0 for 4 today in his series debut. First time facing the Marauders this year. 3-1. That's in the dirt for ball 4. So he reaches for the first time today on the ninth walk issued by the Marauders pitching staff. Leadoff runner on in the ninth inning for David Smith. Switcher to batting right in an 8-2 Lakeland lead. First pitch is a breaking ball low for ball one. Up there to the Pirates game. Buccos in red still scoreless in the fourth inning. Pirates lost yesterday 2-1. Billy Falter gave up two earned runs in seven innings. 1-0. Taken inside for ball two. How about the way Falter has thrown the baseball this year? It has been really well. Brian Hayes hit a home run. That was the only run scored by the Pirates, who are tied for third place with the Reds down the NL Central. 2-0 is outside for ball three. As Furtado's looking to find the strike zone here. Greensboro's up 4-0 now in the top of the sixth inning. Two games in the Pirate system going on today as Furtado fires a fastball to knees, calling strike. P.J. Hilson steals second base. Lonnie White stole home then. And then Giovanni Blanchard with an RBI single scored. P.J. Hilson, our old friend from this year. 3-1. Whiffed at a miss by Smith and the count's full. Wilbert Dotel, six strikeouts, a walk, and two hits, and five and a third innings so far. He's pitching right now in the top of the sixth. Payoff home. Bounces in for ball four. So back-to-back walks by Furtado to start this ninth inning. And two runners on. Nobody out on a six-run cushion for Lakeland. P.J. Hilson, again, who started the year into Bradenton, was a real five pick by the Giants. Having a really nice season in Greensboro. First pitch to the lefty, Kevin McGonigal. Is a heater outside for a ball. Hilson in 28 games in high A coming in to today, hitting .275 with six home runs and 13 RBIs. PJ. 1-0. And that's taken on the inside corner with a changeup for a called strike. It's 1-1. McGonigal of the day, 2-for-5. RBI single and scored two in the eighth, and then a triple run scored in the third. Has been six unanswered runs by Lakeland. 1-1. Off the plate outside for ball two. Lefty set with the red glove. 2-1. Off the plate for ball three. As Furtado in danger of walking, the base is loaded here at the top of the ninth. Max Clark on deck for the Flying Tigers. 3-1. Swing a fly ball struck well to right center. Valdez to his right and in makes the cap high catch. One gone. As now here is Clark. The other game going on today, daytime games. Daytona and Dunedin are final. Blue Jays 3-2 win over the Tortugas. Jerron Watts Brown, who we saw last week, picked up the win. Left on left matchup. Opening pitch as Clark swings and tips into the mitt of Alfonso for strike one. Again, it took 2 hours and 5 minutes. Joey Votto on rehab as the 0-1's in the dirt. Gets past Alfonso, and so wild pitch moves both runners up 90 feet. Votto on rehab today was 0-1. Reached on a fielder's choice in the fifth, and then it was pinch. That was Christian Feliz who reached on a fielder's choice. There's a note at the bottom of the box score. But Votto 0-1 with a walk today on rehab. And so 1-1's off the plate outside. 2-1 on Tigers' number two prospect in Max Clark. Been up against twice today. He's 1-4. Two balls and a strike as they're already getting loose in the bullpen for the Marauders. So we're going to fly ball, head out towards the bullpen in right field. Valles chasing after it towards the corner, and it bounces foul. Ball stayed in play. And as the hook down the 335 side down the right field line. And the count back even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Well, St. Louis is underway as well. They threw first pitch about 20 minutes ago, bottom of the second inning in St. Louis against Fort Myers. They are scoreless. 2-2. Breaking ball. Clark loops in the shallow center. Late break on for Torero with a dive. Can't make the catch. Another run in to score. As Smith advances to third, it's an RBI single that makes it 9-2 Lakeland here in the ninth. Some of the local youth around here are chanting, Clark is him. He's got his second hit today as the first pitch is fanned on by Eduardo Valencia for strike one. Another run here in the ninth for Lakeland. They lead 9-2. 9 runs on 12 hits, no errors. 2 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for Bradenton today. 0-1. Swing a line drive, push foul down the right side. Lakeland has had a few big numbers against Bradenton this season. They have been the one offense that has done so, and part of it's because of the walks. Marauders walking 8 today. That's been a big number. They finished now with 10. They've got 2 in this half inning. Snap throw back to first, and Clark's back in standing. Oh, 2. Change up high and away, and it's 1-2. Valencia, an RBI single in the seventh. Swing and a miss for strike 3. As Furtado picks up the strikeout on Valencia, 2 gone here in the ninth. Looks like a K for the lefty Furtado. Runners at the corners and 2 outs. 9-2 Lakeland in the ninth as Jose de la Cruz steps in the right side. First pitch is a off the edge of the bat and pushed foul at the first base side. First strike one. Marauders in the ninth inning. They will have 4, 5, and 6. Blanco, Rodriguez, and Torero. This game just getting out of hand late. A one, De La Cruz pops it behind Tome into the seats. First strike two. De La Cruz had a big afternoon. 4 for 5. With a double, 3 singles, and an RBI back in the eighth inning. They sent 10 to the plate last half inning as the 0-2. And fastball runs high. It's 1-2. Tato, 1-2 home. Ricky Ball, line the opposite way, into right field, base hit. That scores Smith as Clark heads for third. He holds up there. And it's now a 10-2 Lakeland advantage in the ninth. So a 5-hit day for Jose De La Cruz. That's the most hits by a Lakeland Flying Tiger batter this season. Two outs. Runners at the corners is Patrick Lee, the righty. Swings the first pitch and it flings it foul down the right field line out of play. So impressive day for Jose De La Cruz. There's only been one 4-hit game by a Flying Tiger this season. It was Dom Johnson. 0-1, chopper left side to third. Zapata has it, goes a short route to second, and that is the ninth inning. But two more runs score, 10-2 Flying Tigers. Last chance of the ninth for Bradenton here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Last chance for Bradenton in the ninth inning as they trail by a 10-2 scoreline now after two more runs come in the top of the ninth. New arm of the ballgame as Duke Hebert is in. Hebert in for Carlos Lacarica, who went 2 scoreless today. And so now Hebert blows things out here against the Marauders. 4, 5, and 6, Shalene Polanco, Eddie Rodriguez, and Emmanuel Torero. Here's the lefty Polanco. He's 0-2 today. First pitch as he swings and misses at a changeup for strike one. Lakeland has scored 8 unanswered going back, as that's rolled foul first base side. So it's actually 10 unanswered. Marauders took a 2-0 lead in the second. Lakeland has scored 10 since. 2 in the third, 1 in the sixth, 1 in the seventh, as Polanco pulls that one deep down the right field line foul. 4 in the eighth and 2 in the ninth. Things just getting out of hand late here at Lecon Park. 0-2, Polanco, line drive, back in it by the second baseman, Heel, to his right, fields and throws. One gone. Only 2 runs scored today were in Axio Plaza, 2 in home run in the second. And here's Eddie Rodriguez, the right-handed batter. First pitch to him is a fastball taken low for ball one. Hebert's numbers this season, by the way, is 1-1 with a 7.56 ERA. And misses low. It's 2-0. 10th appearance, started 3 games, 25 innings. He's walked 9, struck out 11. Opponents take 195 off of him. 2-0. Swing and a fly ball off the edge of the bat to left. Smith just shy of the track to his right, has it, two gone. So this will be a big win today for Lakeland to keep their first half chances alive. They won the second half last year. Clearwater won the first half in the West Division. Thrashers moved past Lakeland, though, to get to the championship before Jupiter won it all against Clearwater. As first pitch, Terrell swings at it, pops it up down the right field line. First baseman De La Cruz gives way to Heel. Second baseman, he has it in fair territory, and that's the ball game. A 1-2-3 ninth inning by Hebert, and the Flying Tigers needed a win today. They get it. They win 10-2 over the Marauders here on Camp Day. We come back. It's the postgame show that's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Borjeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our 5-game flex packs. These packs include 1 ticket to any 5 games on the schedule of your choosing. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. Tickets start at just $65. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride Parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
And welcome back to Lecon Park here on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Thomason's ready to take you back through this, well, this morning, early afternoon ball game that Lakeland, they poured it on late. They scored 10 unanswered runs to win 10-2 here this morning and afternoon. It started in the second inning for Bradenton, who got 2 runs on a home run by Axel Plaz, who's got six now on the season in the early goings of this season. Lakeland then scored ton of answers beginning in the third with a two-run inning, a ground out from Eduardo Valencia, scored a run after a leadoff triple by Kevin McGonigal against Carlson Reed. Patrick Lee, an RBI single that scored Jose De La Cruz after he doubled. And so it was a 2-2 tie game. It stayed that way until the top of the sixth inning. Leadoff walk issued by Reed to his penultimate batter. A walk, stolen base, throwing error move to lead a third. He scored on a wild pitch, and it was a 3-2 Lakeland lead after that. And then another run in the seventh inning on a single from Valencia. Then a four-run eighth inning as it was McGonigal, a two RBI single. De La Cruz with an RBI single. And so that scored four more before two runs and the ninth on singles from Max Clark and Jose De La Cruz. De La Cruz had a big day, 5-for-6, the most hits by a Flying Tiger this season. He played at three runs. McGonigal, 2-for-6, played at two runs, and Eduardo Valencia also scored two runs in the contest here today. Final numbers in this one, Lakeland 10 runs on 13 hits, no errors, 13 left. Marauders 2 runs on 7 hits, 1 error, 4 men left on the base. Jake Miller is the winner, improves to 4-1. Carlson Reed, loser, falls to 4-3. Game time 2 hours and 42 minutes, seen by 12:09 on this Wednesday morning camp day game. We come back here in the postgame show. We'll get you set for tomorrow. Scores around the league, of course, as well. That's next on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
And welcome back to Lecom Park on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show as, again, Lakeland wins big today by a score of 10-2. Thomas and Zarella, take a look at some of the out-of-town scores before we let you go and get you set for tomorrow's contest as well. We begin in the Pittsburgh Pirate System. Scoreless ball game right now at PNC Park as they head to the bottom of the sixth inning between the Reds and the Pirates. Mitch Keller gets Hunter Green, and Mitch Keller, 6 scoreless, 1 walk, 6 Ks, 2 hits allowed. Hunter Green for the Reds, just 1 hit allowed in 5 innings, struck out 7, no walks. Said it before the game, I said that'll be a great pitching matchup, and I look smart. No, anybody, baseball fans know those two guys are really fun to watch, and so good game going on right now at PNC Park, and flip it on after this one. In the Pirate System as well, Triple A Indianapolis gets going at 7:05 tonight at Victory Field up in Indy. Braxton Ashcraft makes his second start in Triple A. Double A, Altoona's on the road in Bowie as Drake Fellows gets the baseball at 6:35 again. First pitch high, Greensboro pulling away from Hudson Valley, bottom six. They are up 5-0 now, and the bases loaded and two outs as Josiah Seitler is at the plate right now. Greensboro half a game ahead on Jersey Shore, and the first half, which ends tomorrow. So they're hoping to win today. And if Jersey Shore loses tonight, then It would be a first half victory. They'll be popping champagne bottles after dark at First National Bank Field. FCL Pirates today completed a suspended game from yesterday. They lost 13-5 against the FCL Orioles. In the Florida State League, a couple games done, a couple games underway, and a couple games in the future. Final score today, Dunedin outlast Daytona 3-2. Fort Myers up 1-0, bottom of the third inning at Clover Park in St. Lucie, and then 6:30, first pitches between Clearwater and Jupiter and Palm Beach on the road in Tampa. Well, with the loss today, Bradenton falls to 29-36. Lakeland 41-23, they improved to. They are right now tied with Clearwater for first place in the standings of the West Division. Tomorrow, a normal 6:30 first pitch here at Lecom Park. Hung Lung Cheng gets the baseball 2-4 with a 4.36 ERA against the lefty Joe Adamets, 3-0 and a 1.9 ERA. Again, first pitch coming to you at 6:30. Pregame show at 6:10 p.m. right here on the Marauders Broadcast Network. That'll wrap things up for us here this afternoon, though, from Lecom Park. Final score one last time. Marauders fall to Lakeland 10-2. Thomas and Zarella, rest of our entire crew, saying so long. Thank you so much for joining us on your morning and afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your night now here in Bradenton. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
You've been listening to Bradenton Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BradentonMarauders.com.